So, do you remember any stories from that he told you, your dad or Hilliard Caldwell?
No, most of the things we got were on what was going on, we got from school and from other people.
Okay.
From what was happening. You know, I do remember lots of mornings getting up to go to school and seeing bloody bandages in the trash can. And they're like,
Wow.
that's a mom. What happened? Nothing, go to school. And we get to school and find out, yeah, he had to arrest somebody and there was a fight you know, I think he was shot a couple of times. Nothing serious on alcohol raids, liquor houses and stuff, things like that.
Okay, so they kept it pretty separate mm-hmm. from you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, we heard it from on the outside. You know, it was always, you know, your Dave Caldwell's son? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, we know him type of deal. And they talk about the things of helping him out. My uncle here was always, he was a truant officer. And he would go looking for people. And why aren't you going to school? I ain't got no shoes. Come on. Put them in the car, go buy them shoes. I don't have a shirt. I don't have pants. Come on. He'd take them and give them shirts and pants. Make sure they went to school. Stuff like that.
Now, how did he do that? That he would just, like, drive around and...
Oh, you never worked with a truant officer?
No.
Oh, no. So you, when you
went
to school...
So when you said that, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
When you went to school... They take the role. And if you weren't in school, then they call your parents. You know, I said, all right, well, Dave's not in school. Where is he at? Oh, he should be in school. Well, then they go to the hangouts. You know, there were several old country stores.
Snap.
And they start looking for you. Yeah, and they pick you up and bring you back to school.
They will find
yes,
you.
you duck them. You'd rather get caught by the police than by them. Because those guys would bring you in and... Like I said, but it was good that you know, he knew practically everybody. So like I said, he would get you and find out why you weren't coming to school. Or, you know, I don't have lunch money. I don't want to sit there hungry all day. He'd buy him lunch, those kinds of things.